This week's Candidates Forum, co-sponsored by WTAW and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, included prepared remarks from Tommy Bosquez, one of two candidates running for the Bryan School Board at large seat. At this time, we're going to hear from the other candidate for that position. Reverend Sylvester Smith Jr. has pastored the New Zion Missionary Baptist Church since December 2002. Smith and his wife, Madeline Renee, have one son and three daughters. Smith graduated from Hempstead High School and from Prairie View A&M University with a bachelor's degree in industrial education and a master's degree in mid-management. Now the comments of Reverend Sylvester Smith Jr.
My name is Reverend Sylvester Smith Jr., and I'm running for that large position with the Bryan Independent School District trustee. I bring a wealth of experience after 20-some years of working in the field of education, and I have been a teacher who has been one who understand the role of a teacher. I also have worked not only as a teacher, but I also have worked as a coach, and I've also worked as administrator at the high school as assistant principal, as well as a central office administrator. And at the central office level, I work as director of maintenance and operation. With that being said, my experience is not just in the field of the classroom, but it's in the area of understanding maintenance and operation, which deal with custodial, which deals with ground keepers, which also deal with maintenance, the people who upkeep the building. And I was also in charge of a function with 51 budget, and that budget is the one that maintains all of the buildings and the upkeeps of the building. My experience is one that I truly believe would help me to be one who can make the transition to help Bryan Independent School District to continue to strive to become a first-class school district in the state of Texas, as well as in the nation, while others perhaps would take notice of what is going on in Bryan Independent School District. I'm one who would work extremely hard and work close with the Board of Trustees. I will work close with the teachers as well as with the community to listen and to hear what they have to say and try to do what we need to do to make certain that Bryan Independent School District continue to make strides. Bryan is a great place, the school district, great place for all of our kids to be able to go. We're doing some great things in Bryan Independent School District. And there's a lot of things that has been done in Bryan Independent School District a lot of folks are not aware of, and we need to try to get that message out to the community, some great programs that our children need to get involved in, try to challenge our kids to be ready for college when they graduate from high school. And then those students who are not planning on going to college, but yet we can bring in programs to help them to learn some different trades and some different skills. And so when they do graduate from high school, they can be able to graduate from high school and go right into the workforce. Because we have put in programs in place to put them to work. We need to bring in more trades. We don't have enough of those in our schools, and certainly we need to look at and see just what we need to be doing so that we can be able to help not just the college students, but to help the kids who do not want to go to college. Certainly I'm concerned about the class sizes as well, and I do want to make certain that our teachers are not overwhelmed with a large number of students in a classroom where it creates a problem where it may be a safety issue because we do want our students to be in a safe environment. And we need to do everything we can to make sure they're in a safe environment because the parents send their kids to school and they want them in a safe environment. I do believe that we can make that happen. I do believe that I would be that fresh voice for the school district, be that fresh voice for our community. And not only a fresh voice, but I do believe it'd be a strong voice because I do want to make certain that that we're heard. Not when I say we, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about those who has genuine concern about which direction the education is going. We got some challenges ahead of us, but it's not challenges that we cannot face together as a community. It's not challenges that we cannot face together as a board of trustees. It's definitely not challenges that we cannot face together with our teachers as well as with our students, and certainly even with those who who sit over in Austin, Texas, that we vote in to represent us in our very district. We do need their support, and we need their help, and we need to make certain that they're hearing the voices of those back home, because those voices back home are the ones that have placed them in the positions that they're in Austin. And certainly we need to be able to hear the voice of the people right here in Bryan Independent School District who will place us as trustees to make sure that we're doing everything that we can possibly do to make certain that we have successful schools here in Bryan Independent School District. I'm one who's been in this this business for a long time. Education has always been a part of my life. Even after retirement back in June, I gave it a lot of thought on what direction I was going to go into besides pastoring. And certainly the education part just still it sticks with me, and it's still something I want to embrace. And the best way for me to embrace it now is to become a member of the Bryan Independent School District by way of a trustee member who can continue to progress and continue to work on the things that needs to be improved, continue to move the district in a direction that needs to be moving in for this next generation. And with you going to the polls to vote and finding Sylvester Smith Jr. as at-large position for Bryan Independent School District trustee, that number one spot, if you vote for me, I can assure you that you would not be disappointed in having me as a trustee of the Bryan Independent School District. And I certainly appreciate the opportunity to be able to serve this community and to be able to serve Bryan Independent School District. Thank you, and God bless you.
The comments of Reverend Sylvester Smith, Jr., one of the candidates for the at-large seat on the Bryan School Board. These comments, as well as the rest from Tuesday's candidates forum, are online at WTAW.com.